Blog Talk Radio.
This is a kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good evening, traders, and welcome. Welcome to the podcast tonight. We're going over some watch lists. Oh, fuck. 1 second, guys. Hold on. I am live. All right, guys. Thank you for joining the podcast tonight. Money never sleeps, so you always got to be on point. Timing is everything. We're going to talk about some time. Knowing when to sell. When you're up 25 cents, 35 cents, 50 cents, even a dollar, it's time to get out. If you're looking for the stock to run higher, you're living on planet Mars. The stock already ran, so it's time to get out. Never be greedy. Always leave some cash on the table for somebody else. Because later on, you're going to wish that somebody left you some cash and leave some meat on the bone. So what are we talking about tonight in the podcast? We're talking about a lot, actually. We're going to make a watch list live. And we'll talk about some articles I've seen on a couple sites, some business stuff, some stock stuff. We're going to find some good stocks for tomorrow to trade. So, let's get into it. So right now, I'm going to open up my Equity Feed account. If you guys don't trade with Equity Feed, you're missing out. I know the price is extremely high with the offer, but the tools. So I'm going to do a quick scan real quick. Let's see what's trading. So I'm going to look from stocks from the dollar to $8. Let's see what pops up. One of my babies, OREX. I just love that stock. You guys know I traded it heavily a couple years back. I think it's time to get in again. There's one stock that I'm looking at right now. But I'm liking, nobody's even talking about it. It's PDLI. Check that stock out, guys. That's the stock I want you guys to take a look at. PDLI. Let's break it down. I'll be right back. Out as long as my dog goes nuts. So I put him in his cage. Okay. Like I was saying, PDLI, let's break that down real quick. Reason why I'm checking out because the volume is above average. The chart, I don't like. Okay. It's a dismissal of the third and final shareholder lawsuit. Okay, we're not going to play this. Never mind. We're looking for a stock that can run and can run hard. I just found it. CYTX. This is going to be on a watch list tomorrow, guys. Oh my god, yes. This is what we look for. The volume is nice. Actually, the average volume is nice. Is that a little above average? That makes me like this. It opened up at 109, it ran to 127. The low finish at 120. The low was 104. The previous close was 112. So we're going to actually gap up with drop, a little dip, and a little pop. It's nothing to news, nothing crazy. It's going pretty much this time of year is a whole bunch of biotech conferences and stuff. Let's go to a conference. Nothing big. I like it, though. Look at a lot. The 52-week high is 333. The low was 36 cents. So this has been running ever since. I think it's going to go higher. I think it's worth a watch. So put that in your watch list, boys. CYTX. Looking for that stock that can run, you know, or runners. Here we go. CTIC. Worth a watch also. I'm not confirmed yet for the watch list, though. We'll come back to that. Whew. We're taking a quick look at MBLX, though. That sucker's up huge. We're gonna find out why. No. Oh, Honeywell partnership. So pretty much the partnership with a big company, Honeywell. It's going to go higher. The 52-week high is 367. This one high is 124. Pulled back to 105. The previous close was 67 cents. The low was 79 cents. We're taking a look at this. This is a strict risk trade. This is a spec play. But the chart is thick. The volume is nice. If it can roll over and continue tomorrow, I think we can want a nice good run. Because there's a million shorts in this right now. A lot of shorts came into this. I just know. This is a typical Timothy Sykes chart. If the volume continues, we're going to see a short squeeze. We'll see a short squeeze. I usually don't play plays like this. Usually I don't mess with stocks at a dollar. But right now, the way the market is right now, I'm just looking for some runners. So add that to your watch list. It's MBLX. All right. So all I'm doing is scanning, looking for big volume. Hopefully we can make something happen out of it. One of my all-time favorites, and I'm taking a look right now, which is SQNM. I see something better than that. The volume's not there yet, but it's up nice. We'll come back to that. So we're going to look at PPHM, then SQ. Pharmaceuticals are hot right now. Bars 151 to 148. This is pretty tight. I don't like it. Those two are negative. Negative on PPHM and negative on SQNM. We're just looking for some stocks that possibly might make it to my watch list tomorrow, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/Traders Network Live Podcast. Money Never Sleeps, Volume 1. We're going to continue tomorrow night with Lambeau Dreams. Right now, Money Never Sleeps. The night podcasts are going to have cool names like Money Never Sleeps, Lambeau Dreams. During daytime podcasts, during market hours, is going to be Power Hour, where I break down market action live and possibly make trades. Next week, possibly next, not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, we're going to have a live interview with the CEO of AXXE. So stay tuned for that. As I search, I find a play. And I find this mofo right here, which is STEM, for stem cells. STEM. Ooh. The chart is bananas. The volume, bananas. The 52-week high is 243. Right now, this sits at $1.38, up 24%. 4 million plus traded today. Opened up at 111, went to 139, closed at 138. The previous close was 111. The 52-week low, 84 cents. 52-week high, 243. Breaking out. Okay, here we go. Today, 4 stocks under 10 trades. Here we go. This is another watch list for tomorrow, boys. STEM. This stock right here is about to make a serious run. I like it. There's another one I like. It's down right now, but it doesn't mean it's actually going to continue to go up, which is IDRA. Right now, it's all about the bio, baby. Right now, we're going to check out when. We'll see what happens with ONCY. I don't think it's going to go, but let's see. A huge volume play. I don't know about you guys, but sick highs. This is a bananas play right here. 34 million plus shares traded. 127 open, went to 140, closed at 116. Previous close 107. This is the dark chart pattern we look for. The low was 112. Okay. This is on the watch list for tomorrow also. Woo. So we're going with ONCY. ONCY. That's definite. STEM. Let's look for some more. We have two definites right now. CTIC. So we have three plays for the watch list tomorrow. ONCY, STEM, CTIC. We're also going to put OREX on there. But look for a humongous pullback tomorrow in OREX. This is pretty much how they trade is you go hot, then you go cold, then you go even colder, then you go hot. There's no consistency with OREX. But when it runs, it just takes off. All right. Now, let's talk about a stock, Dofat. This stock pisses me off so much that you actually watched my Friday's podcast last week. I went off on them. And it's PLUG. And no, they never responded back to my tweet. Just pisses me off to no end. I don't know if you guys play fantasy basketball, but I'm really big at fantasy basketball. I win some and lose some, but I'm just addicted to this shit. Like, this dude up here, it's about to win, literally, $30,000 tonight by this pick of some players that score a whole bunch of points, and he's beating all of us. Okay. He picked Aaron Brooks. He's a point guard of Chicago right now since Derrick Rose was out for the year again. I picked up Aaron Brooks, too. Let's go for his roster, then let's go over mine. Let's see where I fucked up at. He has Aaron Brooks, who has 37.4 fantasy points. Then he picked up Mo Williams, who's the other point guard. He had 41.1 fantasy points. That's nice. I don't know. I didn't realize he was that good. Then he picked up Brad Beal, which is a two-guard for Washington. I like him. But he cost a lot. We'll get back to that. He had 26.8 fantasy points. Then he picked up Evan Turner, which had 20.9 fantasy points. Then he has LeBron James, who had 45.1 fantasy points. Gerald Henderson, 36.9 fantasy points. Paul Millsap, 42.8 fantasy points. Murtica, he plays for Washington. He had 30.4 fantasy points. Then he had Al Jefferson, 49.7 fantasy points. That dude was just balling. Now, so it gives him a total of 331.1 fantasy points. Right now, he's in first place and is about to win $30,000, which for just pretty much putting up $25. Imagine that. You put up 25 and you win 30K. It's just he's a crapshoot, right? It is, man, but Jesus Christ. Okay, so my team. I picked up Langston Galloway, who was the point guard for the Knicks. Who was kicking ass a couple weeks ago, but now since he picked up the backup point guard for the Timberwolves, he hasn't been playing as much. I totally forgot about that. So I'm done with Galloway, since his minutes are pretty much split up between him and the guy Shiv for, used to be in the Wolves. I also had Aaron Brooks. So I got 11.9 from Galloway, 36.4 from Brooks. Genesis Alagoponto, which is a two guard for the Bucks. He's Greek slash black. He has 15.5, but he's still playing. The other two I mentioned are done already. He's still playing. He's in the second quarter. He has 9 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block. Guy's a beast. He's still going. So I have that. He has 15.5. Now I also had J.R. Smith, who finished with 17.8 fantasy points. I had LeBron James also, 45.1. I also had Gerald Henderson, who finished with 36.9. Paul Gasol, who was still playing in the fourth quarter, he has 31.8. Josh Smith, I figure he would have had a bigger game just because he was playing against his former team, the Hawks. And Harden couldn't play because he kicked LeBron James on Sunday's game. So he kicked him. So I figured, shit, he couldn't play for a game. I figure, like, Josh Smith have a huge game. No. All the other guys for the Rockets did. Josh Smith, not really. He still put up 27.9 fantasy points, but I was expecting a 40 or 50 fantasy point game from him. And Marcin Gortat, who was the center for the Washington Wizards. He's still playing in the fourth quarter. He has 30.9 fantasy points. So all those players give me a total of 250. All right, welcome back to the podcast. I lost connection real quick. It's really windy over here. There's ice, there's snow. Possibly we'll have no internet tomorrow, which is going to suck. So, Danny, how you doing? You should, guys, you should have, hold on one second. Dan Brown, I got your plays real quick. Hold on one second. There you go. Those are the plays, Dan. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I was just checking on my trading room on Skype. If you want to take your training to the next level, please add me to Skype, Short Pinks. I'll take you to the next level. 100% guaranteed. You want to make real money in the market, I'm the guy for you. All right. So like I was saying, so I have a total of 254 fantasy points. Now we're going to look at the guy who's in 10th place, who maybe I have a shot catching, who's going to get $1,000. He has 322. He has 1, 2, 3 players about to end. He's done. He has, well, the same guy I have is in Genesis, like, whatever freaking last name that shit is. He's in the second quarter right now. So as these guys are about to end, I possibly have a chance. You never know. Because he's close to another guy. Where he could pass him and maybe I can move up. That would just be great. I'll be a really happy guy. But anyway, let's get back to business. So I was saying, I'm pissed off at Plug. So we're going to pick it. Actually, tonight is all about entertainment. It's not about being serious about business. So we're going to piss off everybody on Stock Twitch who's a fan of Plug right now. All those cheerleaders, we're going to piss them off. We're going to see if we can stir the pot up. Let's get ready for that. Okay. I've been a huge fan for like almost 2 years. I made a lot of money on this company. I'm just pissed off to the fact where they're still fucking with fucking shareholders. They're destroying honest people's cash. They're destroying their livelihood. People who believe in this company, because the CEO makes them believe in this company. Because Andy is all about that stock promotion. He'll say anything to sell some stock to you, right? I'm just pissed off about it, and we're going to have some fun tonight. I see nothing but bullish people. Nothing but bullish people all on this board. They believe in the hype. Here we go. I'm going to type this real quick. You guys can go to stocktwits.com and actually go to the Plug message board. You'll see what I'm saying live. So Plug. So no 10K files. Something is up. They delay earnings. Alright, here we go. About to post in 2 seconds. No clients and still no new client list. Bearish. Alright. So I just posted this. I'm going to have a bunch of haters. Maybe not in here, but I'm going to have a bunch of haters on Twitter. So it's good because it gets posted over there too. Actually, I didn't post it over there. Shit. Right, I could post this on Twitter too. Hold on 1 second. We're going to have some fun tonight, guys. Not because I'm an asshole. Yeah, I am an asshole. I love you if you're on my good side. If you're on my bad side, I'll destroy your life. I'll make your life a living hell. I'm good at that. So. There we go. Posted. Alright. Let's get ready for the trolls. The trolls are going to come out and play. Again, guys, thank you for watching me and listening to me on blogtalkradio.com/TradersNetworkLive. We went over our watch list for tomorrow, a couple of plays, which is ONCY, STEM, CTIC, and OREX. As always, let the trading gods be with you, and let's see if the trolls come out and play. Because we want them to come out and play. Hoo-hoo, I am cooking now. Now I have 259 fantasy points. Only if it's still the beginning of the game for these players, I'll have a chance. But I don't. The trolls are going to come out and play. Oh, trolls. So let me open up my email account. And let's see if they reply back to what I'm saying. Hope you guys are having a great night. I'm having a blast. I'm extremely under the weather. I'm really suffering through this. But I'm here. Money doesn't sleep. Thank you for all the kind gestures on Facebook, for leaving reviews. It really means a lot to me, guys. We're coming a long way. People are making money. Students are happy. They're learning. They're making money. Things are going great. I plan on doing a webinar before the week's over to continue our streak of a webinar every week. Possibly on either Friday or Saturday night. I'm planning it in the works because a lot goes into these webinars where I have a full plan so I don't bore you. So nobody's signing back to our Twitter or Stock Twitch yet. So let's keep it going. I'm going to Google the CEO of Plug, CBS Twitter, Annie Marsh. Annie Marsh Twitter. If he is, we're going to troll that bitch. No, but Plug has Twitter, so let's talk about them real quick. Here we go. So copy and paste that. Boom. We're good. Alright. Plug. Here we go. Plug, why no 10K file? Where's the new client list? You said 150 mil for the year. Now, the I forget about the 150. That takes up too much Twitter space. You said 4Q 26. Now, the 14th. Come on, Andy. Stop hurting the shareholders. Oh, look at that, Andy. Get off your ass and there you go. So plug at Plug Power Inc. Why no 10K file? What's the new client list? You said 4Q on the 26th, now the 17th. Come on, Andy. Hashtag epic fail. Let's see what happens. Okay, hashtag penny stocks. Okay, let's see what happens with that. Let's see if we get any trolls off in that. Hope you guys had a good day today. My day was filled with terrible sickness. Last night was so bad. I was going to have the show last night, but I was just so freaking sick. You have no belief. I had some real bad food. But I'm about to take a quick 5-minute break, and I'll be back. I'm back. Yeah, I am about to pass out. That's another story. So I have every response back from trolls. They usually kill me. I usually get 5 or 6 trolls a week on Facebook or Twitter. I'm getting nothing right now. Is everybody asleep? I don't get it. Ooh. Now I have 265 fantasy points. Oh boy. Come on and run. Run with the wind. So we'll go see what happens. I want trolls to respond back to me. I want some haters. Here we go. Anything? No. Wow. Nothing at all. Okay, I got an inbox. Here we go. Here we go. This has stack to it. Here we go. So this guy's a big cheerleader on Plug on a StockTwit. He's a fact finder. Filing, say, too many complex customer-related info and needed for more time. Could be very good on March 17th, holding. This guy was pretty much typical cheerleader. Probably has all the money he has in the world in this, and he's banking on a huge idea. He just wants something huge to happen. And I don't think it's going to happen. Let's see what other stocks this guy talks about besides Plug. If it's only Plug, we know he's just pretty much a paid poster. This is Plug. Alright, I'm back. Lost connection again. Thank you, Frontier. So, like I was saying, I'm looking at a fun, pretty much fact finder on StockTwit. And the only stock he talks about is Plug. Don't get me wrong, I made a lot of money on Plug. But a lot of people have. But the only talk about one stock is wow. That's just what this is pretty much all today. How many? Wow. How many posts can you make in one day on one company? Oh, he's pretty much. Wow. He has to be a paid promoter on this. Has to be. He has something like 200 posts in one day. I'm trying to pretty much see how he. Okay. Here we go. Wow. This shit runs deep. We're looking at 200 posts plus per day in this company. Just for this guy alone. And it's nothing but cheerleading. I'm just trying to find out other stuff he's talking about. So pretty much everybody is bashing this guy. But he's not going to deal with it just because. Just because. He is has to be either a paid promoter or he's just delusional. Fact finder, you're delusional. Here we go, Twitter. Get ready, guys. I have a new notification on Twitter. I guarantee I know exactly who it's going to be from. It's going to be from Boulder2DIA. Because he is a huge fanatic unplugged on Twitter. And he's probably going to say, I'm blocking you. No. No, it's not that. I'm getting some guy sending me an alert. Say, get ready to find the bottom and bounce. Look at the chart. Last time it touched 51 cents, it bounced to 2. Come on, bro. You really gonna pitch me stock, bro? Head of the chief? Come on, bro. How many followers you got? You got 29 followers, dude. You gotta get your followers up, bro. I am not a professional. My tweets are my entertainment purposes only, bro. Hold on 1 second. My dog got loose. And I'm back. Hopefully he doesn't break free again. Alright, I'm back. So, this guy, head chief, is telling me to buy vape. Let's look at vape real quick, which is a VAPE. Just for ha-has. Let's see where this trades. I'm sure it's a piece of shit stock. Chart 90,201 shares traded today. It's a 54-cent stock, high of 57 cents. The 52-week high was $41. Holy shit. $41. No, 41,200. What the fuck? All right, clearly that was a reverse split. Let's go over to pink sheets real quick. Let's get the information on this because it's 41,000. Now it's 54 cents. Right. So let's go over to pink sheets real quick. I'm going to type in vape, see what comes up. Okay, I know I had to do a reverse split. It did. It did one for 40 for a split on the on January 8th of 2014. Okay, I know they had to do something to make that shit fucking 41,000 plus. Like, come on. The float is 8 million plus, shares outstanding 11 million plus. The market value is over manipulated. Okay, let's look at the I am back. All right, I'm looking at Vape. This guy, Head Chief, on Twitter, who has 29 followers. He wants me to buy this. He's pitching stock to me. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hayden. Hayden IR. In Scottsdale, Arizona, is their IR firm. Okay, the CEO. Kyle, look at you, buddy. He's a CEO slash IR. So he's not only the CEO, he's also the stock promoter. I don't think it's actually legal. He's also the chairman. And the president is also the chairman. So we're going to look up the CEO and we're going to look up the president. And we're going to see if we get some information on this company. This is going to be fun. This guy actually told me to buy this stock. He doesn't even know who I am. He's gonna wish he never told me about vape. All right, let's go to my LinkedIn. Now, since there's no trolls on Plug, I know I'll get some trolls about on vape because those penny people, they love the troll. So let's go to LinkedIn. Let's type search for the CEO. Let's see what pops up. I might actually add him. Maybe he'll actually add me back real quick where I can message that guy. Let's see what pops up. Here we go. Gotta click on that. Boom. Not only, he's also the co-founder of PHOT. Oh wow! This, everybody in the penny, like the microcap game, they're like the CEO of like every frequency, every company out there. Oh, and another guy. I'm gonna add you. You're added. So I don't disrespect a lot of these companies because a lot of these companies are just they're like so small. You can't go to the bank for funding because they're extremely small. So you have no choice but raise money and just go public on the microcap. And eventually, a couple of years, they have a good product, you have the money they have, and you can go public. They can actually uplist to an actual real market. Going to add this guy, which is Kyle, the CEO of Vape. And maybe he has me, I bet, maybe he has me right away so I can message him. Maybe we can get an interview. Maybe we can bring him on to blocktalkradio.com/TradersNetworkLive. Maybe we could do an interview. So we're going to see. Now it's a waiting game. Now let's go back to Twitter. I'm gonna message this guy, the OTC dead ringer. Sure, I'll take a look. Thanks, pal. I'm back. So I pretty much messaged the guy on Twitter, the head chief guy. Pretty much said, "Sure, I'll take a look. Thanks, pal." And now hopefully the CEO of Vape gets back to me. I can get him on the show for an interview, which that would be sick, right, guys? Because I plan on doing a bunch of interviews with public CEOs and so forth on multiple exchanges and really just grow this podcast. Now, for me just saying, sure, I take a look, this guy. He's going to get more followers just because I have a huge following. not to stroke my ego, but I'm pretty good at what they do. Fantasy, I'm getting my ass kicked. I'm going to change my whole entire team for tomorrow. Just because I have to. Alright. We're going to switch it up. Because tomorrow, you have a chance to win $100,000. That's sick money. That's nice money. All right. Let's, we got LeBron. Let's delete everybody else and let's start over. Let's actually forget about LeBron for a second. Maybe we can get some other players that are good, but they don't cost as much. So let's start with the center. DeMarcus Cousins is a freaking beast. He costs so much money, though. They're going up against San Antonio. So I'm going to say negative on him, but the center for was just as good. He cost like last year, $8,500. You're going up against Phoenix. I'm going with that. He usually puts up around 40 to 50 fantasy points. So let's do that. And let's go to power forward. Let's go back. Let's go to shooting guard real quick. DeRozan. I do like DeRozan. So we're going to go with we'll go with Klay Thompson, DeRozan. Now let's go with point guard. Whit Washington. Say Thomas Jr., power forwards, Greg Monroe, Derek Favors. Gotta start over. All right, great. I mean, I'm playing. I'll put Whiteside. Perfect. Point guard. We're going with since the league. Okay. We're gonna go with Dragic. He's hurt. Forget about that. Go with Jeremy Lin. Boom. D-Wade gonna play? Nope. When does D-Wade ever play? Jesus. Alright. So my two small forwards, LeBron James, Gordon Hayward, which is a beast. I only have Stephen Curry, Jeremy Lin, Whiteside, the center from Miami. Now I only have 17,700 left. I have to fill 4 more positions. Does not look good for me. At all. Alright, I don't know what to do. You're out. of Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert is playing. Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Ronnie Stuckey is on the Pacers now. They're playing the Knicks. He's having a huge game. So I got him, and I got to pick up Roy Hibbert, a center for the Pacers. He should destroy the Knicks inside. Now I have two positions to fill with. I only have 9,100 left. All right. Can I make it happen? I'm looking for typical role players. So let's go to a good role-playing team. Let's go to Boston. Brandon Bass. Okay. Perfect. Now, let's click on all and scroll down. I got 3,000. I got 3,700 left. Boris Diaw. Perfect. Is he going to play? That's the question. We'll go on Boris Diaw. First, let me check out the Miami. They might have somebody I can use that's cheap. Once I find Miami. Where the hell Miami at? Where am Miami at, though? Power forwards. Oh. We got nobody cheap in power forwards at all. So, I don't know. Do I get rid of Stephen Curry, pick up a bigger power forward, and go for a cheaper point guard, or what? I don't know. You know what? I'm going to get rid of Curry, go after a bigger power forward, see what happens. Go look for the Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets are playing. Guys, another Twitter message. I got to check that out real quick, guys. Hold on 1 second. Let's make a little fantasy roster real quick, though. Let's see what I can get for a point guard now. Yeah, Brandon Knight. Perfect. Okay, this is my boy right here, Brandon Knight. Boom. Bam. I got 300 bucks left to get somebody. So let's see if I can get a better. Better power forward. See what happens. Nope, I can't get a better power forward. Actually, I can. I didn't see that. I'm going with Kenneth Faried. Oh, I can't get Kenneth Faried. Oh, what the fuck? Hold on. Oh, it's Kenneth Faried. Now, let's see what we can get for a center. And damn, it's tough picking a damn team, guys. What the fuck? Okay, $100,000 on the line right here. You know how many stocks I can buy with $100,000? Jesus Christ. Let's check out this thing real quick. Hold on. Oh my god. Alright. Get rid of Chess Minutes. Basket Center. Let's pick Roy Hibbert back up. Oh, yeah, five. Okay. Now I gotta pick up a different two guard. Who can I get? Hell. I'm gonna go with Aaron to follow. Actually, scratch that. Okay. Caldwell Poe. That's what I'm going with. Boom. Because I'm him. And, Tony Parker. Actually. Now I can get it. Now since I picked up an average point guard, Patrick Beverley, now I can get a better two guard. Who falls into the ring? There we go. Yes, perfect. Alright. Still got $300 to spend. I'm trying to figure out how to spend this damn shit. $8,000. Ooh, it's a small four for $8,000. Right, this is my team real quick, right here. This is my squad. So I got Brandon Knight, Patrick Beverley, Ronnie Stockney, Avery Bradley, LeBron James, Gordon Hayward, Kenneth Faried, Jones, Roy Hibbert. Going tomorrow. Hopefully this team right here makes me some bank. Let's see how my team's doing right now. We went in zero money, as usual. But, my dude's balling right now with 32 fantasy points. But, I actually had a chance. I had a chance. If Langston Galloway actually to share time with somebody else who has got enough points that he usually gets, I would at least have over 300 points. So out of all the people I picked a total of three bad players. J.R. Smith, Langston Galloway, and Josh Smith. Everybody else got over 30 to 40 points. Most really to do the job. So I picked three better players. I would have probably had a couple of G's. Just put out $20. I think day trading. Alright. As you guys know, the night podcast, I just talk about anything. During the Market Hours podcast, it's all about business. So, hope you guys are having a great night. Back to what I was saying before, knowing when to sell. When you're up 50 cents, you sell. When you're up 80 cents, you sell. When the stock goes 3 to 4, you sell. When the stock goes 4 to 7, you sell. If you don't look for 720, you don't look for 725, you don't look for 730, you sell. We'll take you over and we'll make Wall Street pretty much chew you up and spit you out. Just like a snap of a finger. Knowing your place in line is crucial to making money in the market. There's a million people just like you buying the same stock you're buying at the same price with the same shares. You have to get in and you have to get out. Leave some on the table. Just make profit. Every stock you trade is going to be profit if you trade it the correct way. You don't have to bank huge on every single play. You're not going to. If you try that and you try to get a crazy amount of money, what's going to happen to you? You're going to, your account's going to blow up and you won't be trading 6 months from now. You won't. Your capital would disappear. You will be jaded, you will be pissed at everything. Don't let it happen. You get in and you get out. Don't become pregnant. Don't get into it and stay in too long. Pull out. Pull out real quick. Real quick. Stop following bullshit gurus who charge crazy amounts of money and trade shitty stocks. Only trade stocks that are good. Don't trade a stock if one day is 78 cents and the next day is $2. That price trend alone is not going to work for you. The next day is just going to tank. And that's why some gurus actually just short and they don't actually go long. So next week, look for an interview, probably on Friday, of a public traded company. CEO is going to come on this show, and he is going to showcase what this company is about and what's the future of the company. In the beginning, I'm going to have companies that are traded on the over-the-counter market because they're looking for more exposure. So it'll be easier to get those companies to come on my show. In the future, I would love to have some companies that are traded on the NASDAQ come on my show and talk. My show is growing. Please share my page. Share my Facebook page. Join my service. If you're new to trading and you actually need to up and up your game, and find a strategy that can work for you where every stock you trade is going to make you money, join me. I have the answers you're looking for. I could take you from point A to point B just like that. Are you willing to work hard? Are you willing to sacrifice everything you have in life to become a successful trader? Join me. What I mean by sacrifice, I mean sacrifice time. Because everything takes time, and you always got to be on point Timing is everything. Money never sleeps. Money's a bitch. Simple as that. I'm extremely sick right now. But I'm making it happen. I'm going hard. The mic nice and close right now. So, when you're up 50, 70 cents, 30 cents, even if you're up 55, maybe even 20, even 15 cents, you know what you do? You sell. Risk management. There's more downside and risk holding a stock up 50 cents. Stock's not going to go any higher. Stock already ran. Don't believe that it's going to go higher. You get in, you get out. You make a profit. You go on to the next stock. You do the same thing. Then you go on to the next stock. You do the same thing. Then the next one. Then the next one. Then the next one. You keep on repeating the same thing over and over again. And you will become a successful trader. If you make a couple thousand dollars in a month, it doesn't make you an elite trader. It just makes you a lucky trader. What I don't teach is luck. I teach a system. For order you to have perfection in this system, you must follow it. Don't become greedy. Remember, it's always about the game. Words of thought. Wow. The trolls did not come out to play at all. I'm very disappointed. Oh, it is. The trolls must be asleep. That has to be it. Oh, look at this dipshit. Right now I'm looking at the former CEO of Citigroup. I'm on Twitter right now. There's just guys have stuff to talk about. I don't think so. I'm going to cut the show short right now because I'm not feeling too well. I'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully, depending on the weather. Having other podcasts tomorrow night, I have a little earlier. Then we'll go over some plays. I'm actually going to stream this live, probably in live stream, so we can watch my screen. So we can watch. We actually can make the watch list together live tomorrow. Where you're not just hearing me, you're going to see it. Which that's going to be kind of cool. So get ready for that. And as always, let the trading gods be with you. Have a great night. Make some money tomorrow. Get ready for tomorrow night's podcast, which is going to be live on live stream. And have a good night. Peace.